Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us this evening. We've got Sepultura singer Derek Green. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We're here to talk about Sepultura's new album, their 15th record. It's called Quadra. And Sepultura already had a legacy based on albums such as Arise, Chaos AD, and Roots. How has the way you envisioned your legacy brought the band where it is today?
Well, I definitely envisioned needing a proper amount of time to really get to know each other as individuals, you know, as bandmates. And this is something very important for me when I joined the band, and I knew this would take some time to formulate and also get accustomed to recording and to playing live and all these aspects of naturally that grow from being in a band. There wasn't a timeline set, but it was just to do things as they come. And so we've done a lot of touring, a lot of recording, and I've felt the evolution of the band as far as since I've been in, really growing in a sense that I feel that we're getting better as musicians and getting better at knowing each other and what works and what doesn't work. So this process is all about is live and learn, basically, and being an artist is the most important thing.
Derek Green of Sepultura on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Sepultura record, Quadra, is out now. Here's a tune from it, Isolation. It's Full Metal Jackie. Derek Green of Sepultura on the show with us tonight again, talking about the new Sepultura record, Quadra. And there's a very real philosophical aspect to Quadra in terms of cultural and social divide. What specifically brought you to the lyrical commentary of this album?
Well, it really started with Andres Kisser, our guitarist. His idea came from a book, a Quadrivium, talking about the four basic elements of arithmetic and astronomy and forming like these four units together, and actually the number four being a representation of four people in the band, and quadra in Portuguese meaning it's a playing field, which is in four, with four sides. And so this was all connected together, and with that, it was an understanding that each person is born in their own quadra with a set of rules and certain laws. Each person is born in a certain part of the world with their certain laws that you follow, that you're born into. And about dealing with those certain rules and laws that you're born into. So I really wanted to focus the album around these, you know, things that had an effect on me, people, friends around me, socially. And I really wanted to write about certain topics like addiction, wanted to write about topics like the rainforest. I wanted to talk about refugees, and so really go deep into some very serious topics, and we were able to do that, I mean, especially with this idea that we had.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Derek Green of Sepultura on the show with us tonight, celebrating the release of the band's new record, Quadra. Coming up, new music from the Amity Affliction. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Gonna check out a new tune from Brian Posehn's upcoming record. And up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta, and we'll have more with Derek Green. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Sepultura singer Derek Green on the show with us tonight. And Derek, the song Isolation off the record builds from an ominous choir passage into the aggression we expect from Sepultura. In what ways does the tension of that kind of buildup give your vocal an even greater intensity?
Well, I mean, it really gets me motivated hearing those build-ups and those intros. You know, it really adds to the theme of the song and the atmosphere of a song. So for me, it's really important because in our heads, you know, we want the most dramatic sounding music as possible, especially with the themes that we're writing about. And for me, it's always a challenge, you know, to work my vocals through so many massive guitars and drums and bass, but I really learned a lot over the years from doing it, and finding, you know, my own space within this wall of sound.
Sepultura singer Derek Green on the show with us tonight. Again, we're celebrating the release of the new Sepultura record, Quadra, which is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Diamond Head, DRI, and more with Derek. It's Full Metal Jackie, Derek Green of Sepultura on the show with us tonight. New York, then São Paulo, Brazil, and now Los Angeles. How has the path of where you live affected both the personal and artistic growth of a kid from Ohio?
Well, it definitely, it adds so much to your, you know, your environment, what's surrounding you. It can give you a lot of inspiration, you know, if you have an open mind. So for me, I always knew that I would live outside the U.S., and it was very natural for me to go to Brazil, and I had no idea what I was getting into as far as I'd never been to South America. I'd never been to Brazil. I'd never heard Portuguese spoken and even know it. But, you know, I was definitely up for it, and I was very enthusiastic about it. And so for me, it was very exciting every day learning something new. And for me, that was such a great aspect of living outside of your own country, is really being able to experience other cultures and being around different people and seeing your country in a different way as well. You know, there's a lot of stereotypes that go with not knowing certain places. A lot of people have stereotypes about America or Europe in general, but a lot of that was broken from actually just living the life there, learning the language, finding, you know, new friends, and it was, you know, it was such an unbelievable experience I never imagined would be happening to me. Especially, I was 27 when I moved there, so I was relatively young, and the experiences just always stuck with me, and it always will. And then when coming back to the U.S., you know, I just noticed so many differences, you know, as far as possibilities and opportunities are definitely a lot more relevant here. They're much more open, and I really appreciate, you know, where I come from a lot more. But at the same time, you know, Brazil became a home to me. You know, it really feels like a home to me, like another home.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, new music from Kirk Winstein, along with the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with my guest, Sepultura singer Derek Green. It's Full Metal Jackie, Sepultura singer Derek Green on the show with us tonight. We've been talking about Sepultura's new album, Quadra. And touring to support Quadra, obviously starting with 5 weeks here in the U.S. with Sacred Reich, Crowbar, and Art of Shock, what's the best way to introduce the entirety of a new album without actually performing all of it?
Well, that takes some time from touring. Like, you really figure out what's the best scenario for your set list, what works well with the old songs, and combining that and what flows well. So, you know, it's really, you're just making some choices and moving there from show to show. So we definitely will be playing a lot of new songs on this tour. We did on the last tour with Machine Messiah, our last album, we played a lot of new songs, and it's important to really showcase that. I know in the past from watching bands, when they come out with new albums, they play only a few songs. And I was kind of disappointed at that. You know, I felt that they were fearful of playing new songs just because people didn't know them. But for us, I think it's important, and it works very well for creating a different show. And so it comes from trial and error, actually. You know, just like, let's work out five songs and pick the five songs. And if one of them aren't working, then we rotate that with another new song. And just finding the best setting for it in the set list, and devise a set list that makes sense, where you have like an area that's possibly, you know, with the older songs, and then this area with new songs, and working that way.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Pick up Sepultura's new record, Quadra, and see the band out on the road with Sacred Reich. Derek, it was great to chat with you. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Jackie, for having me. I appreciate it.
And hey, up next, we're going to check out a new tune from Brian Posehn that features Jill Janis, Chuck Billy, and Steve Zetrosouza.